am... coming from Luke. It's the last chapter in Luke. And in the last chapter in Luke, he records this. He talks about Jesus. So we just had Palm Sunday and Good Friday and Easter sunrise. Did anybody rise at Easter sunrise? Somebody, okay, all right. I was in the bed, all right? And so from that point on, from Easter sunrise, Jesus is resurrected. He comes back. I don't know the time frame in between there. I don't know if it was a day, a week, a few days. I don't know. But there was a time in there, and Luke records it. In the last chapter, he records it. Jesus shows up to the disciples. And he shows up to the 11 disciples. And he appears. Well, maybe 10. Because he shows up to them. I don't know how many exactly. But he shows up to them out of nowhere. And he just appears. And they see him. And they're looking and they're not sure. And he says this. He says, "Feel my hands. Feel my feet. There's scars. There's scars in my hand and there's scars in my feet." He says, "Feel them." Because it's really me. You just saw what happened to me. Feel my hands and feel my feet. Talks to him a little bit. Disappears. John picks it up a little bit later. John, I think John chapter 20. He picks it up just a little bit later. Jesus appears again. Now, he appears again. And he's been appearing, different appearances. But he appears again because there was one disciple that wasn't there the first time. Thomas. You remember Thomas? And he wasn't there. And he appears. And Thomas is kind of like me. You know, hey, Jesus came. Noel come in and Jesus said, "Hey, man, I saw Jesus. He was buried, he was crucified, and they buried him, and he died, and all that. And he came back, and he showed himself." And I'm like, "Yeah, right. Okay. I don't believe it. Unless I see it. Because I'm just, yeah." And so Thomas was kind of like me. He was like, "No. Unless I see him, unless I can put my hand in his hand, unless I can feel his side, I don't believe." And all of a sudden, Jesus shows up, bam, out of nowhere. And he shows up and he says, "Thomas," he talks to him and he says, "Thomas, feel my hands. Put your hand right here in my side. Touch my feet. It's me." Now, let me explain a little bit something. There's not a term for it. It's not in the Bible. You won't find it, so to speak. But I want to call what Jesus, when he came back, a glorified body. I'm going to call it that, all right? I'm a Clemson Tiger, and I'm going to call it what I want to call it. All right, we go. But it's a glorified body. Now, let me explain what a glorified body is. You have two bodies. Let me explain this real quick, and then I'll get going. You have two bodies. You have a spiritual body, and you have an earthly body. Somebody might say, "Van, how do you know that?" A dead man got eyes, but he can't see. A dead man got hands, but he can't move. A dead man has feet, but he can't walk. What was making him see? What was making him touch? What was making him walk? The spiritual body. You have a spiritual body. Now, here's the limitation. On a natural body, your earthly body has limitations here. It can do things on this earth, but it has limitations. It has time. Or in other words, we age. 1, 2, 3, you get older. 50, you know, you get older, all right? Age, there's a limitation, all right? You have a space limitation, all right? Some of us have more space limitation than others, all right? To get to A to B, take a while. For me to get to Georgetown, if I walk, it's gonna take a little while, all right? If I drive, I can get there faster, but it's going to take a little while. All right? There's a space limitation. There's a matter limitation. See that wall right there? The only way for me to get on the other side of that wall is to go through that door. I can't just... material. Matter. There's a limitation. A spiritual body doesn't have those limitations. A spirit, once it's created, doesn't have age. You're not 1 year old in the spirit or 2 year old. You don't have age. You don't have a space problem. When you're in the spirit, I'm right here, then I want to be in Georgetown, I'm in Georgetown. I want to be in Hawaii, I'm in Hawaii. I wish I was in the spirit. All right? And so you can just do like that. You don't have a material or a matter problem. If I'm in the spirit, I walk right through that wall. Now the thing about the spirit, the limitation of the spirit is the spirit can't do nothing on earth without a body. Are you following? So you have a spiritual body and you have an earthly body. The earthly body has limitations. The spiritual body doesn't have limitations like the earth, but it can't do anything in the earth because it has to have a body. Jesus comes back from the dead. He has a glorified body. I call it glorified body. Not in the Bible termed glorified body, but that's what I'm going to call it. He comes back from the dead. He's a spirit, and he comes in a glorified body. He says, touch my hands, touch my side, touch my feet. But if you notice, he just appeared out of nowhere. It's a glorified body. And he can come and go. There's no more death, so there's no more age. He doesn't get older. There's no time, there's no space, there's no matter problem. It's a glorified body. Everybody get that? You understand that? Matter of fact, that's what's going to happen to us. When we are either born, once we are born again, we get right with God and the Lord comes back, we have a millennium, we'll have glorified bodies. So our spiritual body will be in a glorified body and we'll be able to do things on this earth. Does that make sense? All right. Glorified body. Here's what I want to submit to you. Here's what I want to throw out to you. Because I'm thinking about this. Scar in your hands, scar in your side, scar in your feet. I'm like, Lord, first of all, I'm thinking, why do you got scars? Okay, to show me, to prove to me who you are. And then this hit me. The Lord said, well, just a minute, I'm going to present this to you. This is how he kind of came at me. You're going to have scars too. You're going to have scars in your glorified body. Now, it does not say that you will have scars, but it doesn't say not. It does not say. But I believe you're going to have scars in your body, just like Jesus. And you're going to have them in your hands, and you're going to have them in your side, and you're going to have them in your feet. Well, why do you say that, man? Here's one of the reasons. I think it's in Matthew 10. The Lord Jesus said this. He said, if you want to follow me, you got to take up your cross and follow me. Now, not natural cross. We don't have to do it in the body. We don't have to get up on the cross just like Jesus did in the natural. But we got to do it in the spirit. He says, take up your cross. The only one, if you're going to follow me, you got to take up your cross and follow. Second thing he says, if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. You're not better than me. If they did it to me, they're going to do it to you. If people were hard on him, who do you think you are? Third thing, John 17, Jesus was praying. Now we all know when Jesus prays, his answer, God will do. And Jesus, one of Jesus' prayers, if you read John 17, he says this. He says, Father, love them like you love me. Well, how did God love Jesus? Didn't he make him go through the cross? So if he made him go through, he's going to make you go through. So that's why I say we're going to have some scars if we follow him. What do the scars mean? I'm going to say what the scars mean, then we're out of here. Number one, scars in the hand. I like this guy was talking, and a preacher, he was talking, I like the way he did it. He said when God was created heaven and earth, he just spoke. Have y'all heard that before? He just spoke. He said, light be. Light was. Moon, sun, stars, birds, chickens, cats, dog food. Boom. He just said it. Flowers. Boom. Going on to God. He just said it. When he said it, it happened. He just said whatever he did. Ocean, boom. Mountains, boom. He just said, and it happened. I kind of see God, and he's kind of like this, Oprah. All right. Beets. Roaches. I mean, he's walking around, and he's just calling it out. He's just saying. But then when he's talking, he's going to make humans. He's going to make a man and a woman. He takes his hand out of his pocket, and it says he touches it. He touches the dirt, and he starts to form us. He uses his hands. God uses his hands. The Lord uses his hands. He touches us. The problem is when you touch people, people can turn. You touch Adam and Eve, and what did they do? They turned from him. Jesus was right there. Think about Jesus. Jesus comes in. He's perfect. He's on this train. He never did anything wrong. He was a perfect child. He was a perfect person. He lives in Bethlehem. He takes care. He's perfect. He doesn't do anything wrong. He helps people. He blesses people. He blessed that whole community. He doesn't do a thing. Matter of fact, if you read the Bible, it says Jesus did so many things that you couldn't even put it in the Bible. He did so many good things. A book could not hold what he did. So you know he blessed everybody around him because he was perfect. He was right. He touched people. He helped people. He blessed people. And the people he touched turned on him. Scar on him. People he touched. In his own hometown. Remember, he went about healing and blessing people, and they said in his own hometown where he lived at, where he helped people, they wouldn't even receive him. They wouldn't believe him. Jesus fed 12,000 one time, fed 5,000 another time. You ever took somebody out to eat? You know how much that would cost? All right, everybody, let's go to Krabby Mike's. If I took all y'all to Krabby Mike's, I'd be paying for the rest of my life. He fed 4,000. Then he fed 5,000. Put everybody up. Had enough food, they had to go get the rest of the food. Everybody hooked up. He healed, went in the whole town, healed everybody. Brought people back from dead. Did all of that. And they turned on him. Did anybody stand for him when he was on the cross? Nobody. Disciples. You took care of disciples for 3 years. Took care of them. Took care of their families. Took care of clothes, food, everything. You took care of them. You blessed them. You showed them things. All that time, you touched some people. And in your new time of need, you turned. You're on the cross. Ain't nobody. I mean, I'm thinking, somebody did that for me, I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to die with you. We do that. Join the military. And you'll die and ain't nobody doing nothing for you. This dude did something for me. Mama know who Jesus is. Now, I don't know about you, but mamas, you ever mess with a mama's child? They will go crazy. They will fight you. They'll be that big, and they'll come out swinging. Leave my child alone. And they don't care how big you are, Ali. They'll come swinging at you. Mamas even fight for you when you're bad. Jesus was perfect. Now, I'm thinking, I'm just thinking. Yes, they whooping Jesus. Yes, they going to beat Jesus. Yes, they doing something. But mama would be in there. I'm thinking, my mama would be in there swinging. You kill my son, you're going to kill me first. And Jesus' mama watched it. The one you touch can turn on you. Don't tell me that doesn't bring a scar. That's a scar. Here's the sweet thing, though. The scar that comes from people turning that you touch will be healed when people turn around, turn back. Do you know what repentance means? To turn around. to turn back. What does Jesus do? He comes back to his people. Comes back to, remember Peter? Turned on him. And he comes back to him. And all of a sudden Peter says, forgive me. He turns back. He comes back to the disciples, forgive him. They turn back. They receive. From that point on, I don't know if you study and you read disciples, people who turned it, who Jesus had touched, when they turned back to him, they didn't turn again. They were on fire. They died for him. They were abused for him. They went through they went through whatever. It didn't matter. Why? They saw it. And they turned back. The one who touched them, even though they had turned around. And that scarred you too. I believe when you walk in this world, in this walk, when you're walking for the Lord, you're going to touch people. And you're going to touch people, and people are going to turn. And you're going to be doing your thing, and you're going to be trying to help them, and some people are going to turn. But you keep doing what you're doing, because God's going to have them turn around and come back. Noel touched you. Poured my life into you. Blessed you. There was a season when you turned. Was there not? It wasn't for the Lord. There was a season. But now you turn around. Healing. What a healing. I see different ones you touched, you reach out to, and they turn for a season. Mamas, you know about it. You got children. Fathers, you know about it. You got children. So you touch them, you gave your life to them, and then they turn. But when they turn back, that's a blessing. I believe we'll be able to say, just like Jesus, touch my hands. I done touched people, and they done turned, but they done turned back. Does that make sense? Side. In your side. Whose side you on? I don't know if you notice, if you read the Bible, you'll find out there's two sides in the Bible. There's righteous and there's religious. Two sides. Jesus comes and he says, I'm going to be on the side of the Father, which is righteousness. On the side of religion, rules, regulations, resume, money, power, sex. That's their side, religion. You got to do it this way. You got a resume? How many times? How long have you been in school? What you know? What have you done? How good are you? How much do you have? How much power do you have? Are you a woman or are you a man? That's religion. Righteousness. God will use you. He don't care what your resume is. He don't care if you came out of prison. I'll use you. He don't care about the rules of man. He don't care about the regulations of man. Did you notice Jesus? Who did Jesus use as disciples? Did he follow their regulations? You can't heal people on Sunday. Shut up. Jesus don't care. Heal them on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Don't care about the regulations. Don't care about it. Whose side are you on? And you'll pay a price. There will be a thorn in your side. There will be a price that you will have, because once you make your stand and you say, I'm on the righteous side and I don't care about religion, guess what they're going to do? What did they do to Jesus? They're going to stab you. They're going to try to hurt you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to cut you. Man, why you don't do it like we do? That ain't the way you're supposed to do it. You got to do it this way. And you won't pay it. You're going to have a price. There's going to be a scar. But it's okay. God will heal. Does that make sense? And you'll be able to say, hey, because I stood, I paid a price. I touched people and they paid a price for it. I stood on the Lord's side and I paid a price for it. Religious people ain't going to like you. White people ain't supposed to be hanging with black people. I've been there. Go to them. Been to them. Got white churches. Don't want black people in there. Don't want Mexicans, don't want nobody but them. Been to the black ones. Don't want white people in there. And don't be mixed. My God. You mess everything up. That's religion. Righteousness. Last thing, feet. We're out of here. Feet. I don't know if you got it, but if you listen, watch Jesus. Jesus said, love them like, Father, love them like you love me. Did you notice the path of Jesus? He didn't go where all the pretty people were. He went where all the people who were hurting. Preached the gospel to the poor, to the brokenhearted, to those captive in sin. Go to the prison, go to those who ain't got no clothes, go to people who are struggling, go to people who are sick. Did you notice the path? One of the scars you're going to have is you ain't walking where it's pretty. You're going to walk in pain. You're going to walk where people are hurting. You're going to walk where people got problems. I'm going to have you go that way. Because if you want any power that comes from God, you're going to have to go through the pain of people's lives and even your life. You have to pay a price. Man, I wish I could go just live in Hawaii. I think I'm from Hawaii. I really do. But if I could just stay in Hawaii, have all the money, I have to deal with nobody's problems. Just go to the beach, go swim, play golf. But that ain't the way it's supposed to be. God's going to have you walk through people's lives and through your life through pain and through suffering and you know, sorrow. And you have to deal with it. And you have to pray. And you have to believe God. And you have to go through it. That's the cross. And there's going to be some scars. But he's going to heal it. And when he heals it, you're going to be able to come back. And you're going to say, hey, just like Jesus. Hey, touch my hands, my side, my feet. Now I'm glorified. Now I'm worthy to be with him. Did you know where do you know where Jesus is seated? Anybody know where Jesus is seated? He's on the right hand of the Father. In other words, he's higher than he's ever been. What is God trying to do with us? Is he trying to put us through all this pain to make it worse? Are we going to go to worse or are we going to go better? He's going to make it better. You just got to have faith. Does that make sense? I know it might be rough right now. It's okay. He's going to make it better. I want to have scars in my hand. I want to have a scar on my side. I want the religious people to get mad at me. They already mad. I don't mind. I don't mind. If you're going through something, you're struggling, I'll go with you. If you're hurting, I'll walk with you. I'm not going to abandon you. I'm not going to say, oh man, you got too many problems. I'll listen. It's okay. If I can walk with you, I'll walk. If I can help you, I will help you. I don't care. I'm willing. Take up the cross and follow me. Because I want to be just like Jesus. I want to come back and I want to say, hey, David, look at my hands. Look at my side. And look at my feet. Father, thank you. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for paying the price. You touched us. I thank you that we turned around and we're facing you and we're blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for not being on the side of religion. And thank you for walking with us, even when we messed up and blew it. You walked right with us. Thank you, Lord. Your stripes are deserved. But I thank you that there's healing in your wings and you will heal us. Father, bless everybody here today. Bless their Easter week. Be with them. Let them have a good time.